There's a fine story about forgetfulness in presence of Baba. I don't know whether it is printed or not, but have you all heard the name of Kirpal Singh?
Yeah.
The master, spiritual master, Kirpal Singh.
No.
You haven't heard? So, well, he is supposed to be one of the masters of his time. He is dead now. And he loved Baba very much. He would come to Baba every now and again. And with all his followers would be there and all that. So much so that, well, the followers didn't expect him to squat on the ground in presence of Baba like that. And so they would bring chairs for him to sit by Baba's side, and he would get very annoyed. Take the chair away from here. This is not the place to sit on the chair. Or something like that, he would say. Means to that degree he was close to Baba. Many things have happened, but I will tell you one thing. One day Baba had sent me to him with a certain message where I had to contact these masters and saints of India. I had to go there and give them the message, Baba's message. So I had been to him also. It was fine. And he knew me, he received me very well and all that, made me have lunch and all that. And then after, he was giving a discourse at the time when I happened to appear there, arrived there. So he looked at me and I just folded my hands in respect to him and I sat down and kept quiet. After he finished, he took me inside and told one of his followers, lady disciple, to give me lunch and all that with him. That was that. After that, he tells me, says, you know, Eris, I've been to the States and there are many beautiful hearts there who love Baba. And I asked each one of them whether they had any inner experience. And not a single one had any inner experience. Why don't you tell Baba to give inner experience to these lovely hearts that are there? I said, Kirpal Singh, I don't know anything about inner experience or anything like that. We experience so many things externally, you know, that there's no room for inner experience for us, you know. You have no idea, Eresh. You see, the thing is that inner experience is like pep pills on the path. You know pep pills? Pep give you pep. Give you, energizes you. Pep pills. At that time I did not know what pep pill was, but he said that. So I said, well, I don't know, Kirpal Singhji. I don't know anything about it. And we never happened to ask him for anything. We are just there. What have we to do with these things? We have a Baba and it's enough for us. That's enough experience for us. We live with him. We move about with him. We talk to him. He is with us all the time. No. You must ask him. Look, we are not going to ask. We don't ask him. What? Now, he had also asked me to convey the message and also at that time he told me that I intend to pay a visit to him. Means Kirpal Singh is telling me. He had told me some few minutes before that. So I told him, but by the way, you are coming there, you are going to see him now. So, it's good. You on your own ask him. Ask him on our behalf, but we are not shy about asking, but we know, Kirpal Singh, that we don't want such things, you know. You know, these are like, Baba always used to tell us that these are like trinkets, you know. When the baby or child is in tantrum, naturally you hold this trinket there or ring a little bell or something like that and he gets attracted and that's enough. But, you know, we have grown out of that age now, we are no longer babes. We don't want to play with dolls or trinkets. We want the beloved, to love the beloved. And we haven't. So we don't need it. No, you have no idea. Then he said, it's like pep pill on the path. I said, then you are coming there, you please ask him. He said, no, how can I ask? You know what happens here is, when I'm in his presence, I always forget. That's how it was. So he said, all right, I will remind you. I'll remind you on the choir. You ask him. Okay, that's all right. So that's how it was. So it came to my mind about it. So here he is. He has come to Baba, and he is with Baba, and pleasantries are exchanged. Baba embraces him, and this and that and all that. And half an hour has passed by. He tells Baba, narrates Baba to Baba about his tour in the West. He had been to America, and he is conveying the report, giving the report. And everything is over now. Baba seems to be now in the mood now to tell him that he can leave. At the time, Baba was in seclusion, and in spite of it, Baba allowed him. So Baba looks at me and says, what's the time? And I said, this and that. So knowing fully well that now he'll be asked to leave, so I just lean over him and say, Kripal Singh, inner experience. So Baba inquires, what are you talking about? What's there that you have seen? I said, no, Baba, there is nothing. So he laughs like Mish laugh now. Kripal Singh had a loud laughter, you know. Baba says, what is it? I said, nothing, he just wanted me to remind you about inner experience, you know. Well, what is that? Baba is asking. So I told him what transpired there. Oh, he says, Baba says, you know, I do not know anything. How can I give them inner experiences? I know nothing about inner experiences. But you know, there are people who love me and all, and they have such inner experiences. They narrate me every now and again, and I just nod my head and feel happy about it. And you want to hear about inner experiences? He got up immediately from there, took his hand, and said, all right, I'll take you to one who all the time narrates such inner experiences. So he took him to one of Baba's mandali, who was a very old priest. He was a high priest, a Zoroastrian high priest. And Baba had given him, I don't know whether you heard the name, his name was Kekobad. Dastur. He was here, he lived here, with us here. But at that time, we were in Satara when this took place. So he was there also in Satara. So Baba had told him, being a high priest and his daily routine was to take the name of Lord and pray and all that. So Baba would encourage them to keep to their own routine. So he was told to repeat Baba's name, I don't know how many times, hundreds of times, but 100,000 times a day or something like that. So he would do that, and in the course of it, he started having all sorts of inner experiences. So he would come now and again, and Baba would ask, inquire his health and all that. So he would narrate all this, and Baba would nod his head and this and that. And then, so Baba took Kripal Singh to his room, and Baba handed him over and says, now, you know, Kekobad Dastur is the father of the two girls that you see there on the hill now. Have you met those girls? Jalu and Gulu are the two daughters of this old man, you see. Their mother also died. They lived there on the hill. They both died. Parents have died. They are two orphans over there. So, of course, the girls had not come. They remained there, but father had come. So he is closeted with him now. In the meantime, the followers who had come, they didn't have any opportunity to be with Baba. So it was a good chance. So Baba took them and went out there and sat on the steps with them and all that, and they're having good fun with Baba, cracking jokes and this and that and all this. And what time did you all leave the place, your place, to come here and this, and how did you come, and what breakfast did you have, and all, everything except God and spirituality was the topic of the day. And they enjoyed it and all that. And well, after some half an hour or so, both of them come. Kripal Singh brings that old man with him. So Baba says, well, have you exchanged your diaries about inner experiences? Because I know of no inner experience. The only experience, inner experience that I can give you is to make you realize who you really are. That's the only experience I am capable of giving. The rest, of course, is not I should do. So he says, Baba, I have heard him say all these inner experiences, which I do not have myself. Well, Baba just shrugged his shoulders, it's between you both. And then they wanted to have a little film, you know, with Kirpal Singh as their master. The followers wanted, they had brought a camera with them, movie camera. So Baba and Kirpal Singh hand in hand stroll on the veranda and this and that and all. And afterwards Baba was very happy to see them, and they were happy and they greeted and embraced and hugged and all that, and they left. And Baba now asks me to close the door because he was in seclusion at the time, specially made little time, gave little time to them. So he now gets himself engaged in his work. And I am the gatekeeper there, all by myself. Nobody was there in that bungalow at that time. After 20 minutes, I hear the car honking and has stopped there near the gate. And I go out and I see, it's again the same car. And Kirpal Singh comes out and says, Eras, we have brought sweets, basket of sweets, and we have brought baskets of flowers and garlands for Baba, and he makes us forget everything. So is it possible for us to garland? I said, Kirpal Singh, now, he is in seclusion, you know, I told you that. No, but please request him now. So they come. Baba permits them, he garlands Baba and gives sweets and all that. Baba, we are so sorry, but your presence is such that we forget everything. So I said, it's good, it's good. Your having forgotten gave you another opportunity to be with me. Mm-hmm. Isn't it good that you forgot? That's how he comforted them and they went back. It came to my memory, forgetting things. Yeah.
We get no treats on the way,
Sarah. Well, no treats. Yeah.
Some tricks.
No pet pills.
No, we are supposed to be grown-up children around him, you know. No longer babes. He wants us to play with him. You cannot be placated. Will you be happy to have a doll, celluloid doll in your hands, Radha?
A what? A doll?
A celluloid doll. What do you want?
Oh.
You want him, you know? Yeah.
But then does Kirpal Singh a child, or how? What do we make of this?
He's not supposed to be the master of the time.
Yeah.
He's the head of the But still, that one thing I forgot to do justice to the whole affair was when I told him about Baba, he was asking us to ask you for inner experience and all that. So Baba all of a sudden innocently says, but that's not my portfolio. I have given that to you. It's for you to do that. You follow.
Yeah.
So that's how it's there, yeah. To give pep pills to these kids, you know, that are there. Like that. It's your lookout. It's for you to do that. That's right. Mm-hmm. I've forgotten that. We can never fathom, but we can just talk about these things and feel happy about it, and reminisce and remember him. What can you say?